And howdy hi there, Big Show fans. Randy here. Just wanted to give you a quick show note about today's podcast. Since the whole crew's on vacation except for me, I thought I would subject you to less of me and give you another encore edition of the Big Show with the whole crew. So this one originally aired on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. Hope you enjoy.
Get up off of that thing. Get up off of that thing now, honey. Hey, we're back. Oh, tanned, ready, rested from our spring vacation.
Except for me.
Except for Randy, who's worn slap out.
That's all right, Lord. Put it right here. I can take it.
Well, I hear you did a good job on the Best of the Big Shows while I was on vacation, Randy.
Well, that's the first I've heard it.
That's word on the street.
Because he didn't listen.
I wasn't up early enough to listen.
Yeah. You know what's creepy, though? I said this all week. You know, y'all were gone. Everybody in the building still out, gone. Here, all by myself. What is this, like a 30,000 square foot building?
Yeah.
Completely by myself.
I know, using what, about six radio stations? Our corner here, the John Boy and Billy Radio Network, and in the building, and down
all home. By myself.
Did you get in your tidy whities and
rollerblade?
Well, I talked about it all week long and finally did it on Monday, yesterday.
It was like a really weird twist on I Am Legend, that movie with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Without all the vegetation overgrowth.
And good news, I videotaped it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Good news for whom?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of holding out before I show it to anybody.
Well, we need to have that as video of the day.
Well, I don't know.
You haven't seen it yet. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, so it's good. Even because the white dress shirt covered my whitey tidies.
So it kind of looked like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, kind of risky business.
Exactly like that. Because, you know,
more
I'm
like
that.
Ted Cruz.
I'm that handsome. So.
Penelope Cruz?
All right. Well, we got a good show for you today.
I mean, yeah, your troubles are over now. We're back.
Yeah. You know what I noticed about the Best of John Boy and Billy? Well, there's a whole lot of John Boy and Billy in there.
No, man.
About now, I'm sick of y'all.
You know, we can open up to our listeners, go to the John Boy and Billy bit box and do your own best of.
That's right.
There you go. Why don't we just get somebody to come in and actually do it instead of
you're
me?
You're just trying to get a week of vacation out
yes,
of
yes, that would be awesome.
Information he could have used 6 days ago.
All right. Well, we'll be having four brand new games, four prize packages for y'all to win. Brittle Brothers Variety Samplers back. I'll tell you all about that in a sec. Also, later this morning, Colin Mockery. What's his last name?
Mockery.
I don't have it. Mockery. Yeah. From Whose Line Is It Anyway? They're in their 16th season of that show. So we're going to talk to Colin. Also, one of the lead guys from Ghost Nation. It's like a paranormal investigating show on Travel Channel.
Hey, show him that video of you down the hall, right?
Oh, there you go.
Investigating. So, got a lot to do. We'll get our first prize pack out and get you ready for Outburst in minutes. Wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package of the morning, a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Here you go, the perfect Father's Day gift. Surprise your dad with the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. More peanuts, less sugar. Some good stuff. Go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off your order right now in time for Father's Day. Let's get you ready with our three dates in history. This will be our categories, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was June 2nd, 1928. Kraft Chicago employees created a processed specialty cheese product they would call Velveeta.
Hmm.
Since 1928, Velveeta was developed as a cheaper-than-cheese product during the Great Depression.
Velveeta, it's cheaper than cheese.
I love Velveeta.
Yeah, it's good.
It's very versatile, for sure.
Yeah.
I like that on my Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, good
Velveeta
idea.
Cheese on the Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah. We mix it with salsa.
All right. That was on this date, 1996, the Mount Vernon Ladies Association, which owns George Washington's Virginia estate, insisted that the cellular telephone relay tower to be built there be disguised as a tree.
Hmm.
Cellular One agreed to erect a white fir tree pole with plastic needles and bark.
Could that have been the first one of those ever? You know, because they pop up all over the place now.
Yeah, 96, that seems a little late for the first one. But
maybe.
Well, they never look convincing.
There's one that we see that's close to where we live on the side of town.
Yeah.
Oh, 45. It looks like a giant pine tree.
It's the tallest tree. It looks like a bottle scrubber is what it looks like.
Yeah. Looks like Manute Bol at a Muggsy Bogues family reunion.
Looks like that thing they swab you with up your nose for COVID. Yeah.
It's like a 100-foot toilet brush, toilet bowl brush.
It does look like this.
It's 100 feet tall, and about the last 5 feet is all that looks like a tree.
You know what it doesn't look like? A tree.
Right. Yeah, they're trying.
It actually just calls more attention to it.
Right. I mean, is that a tree? No.
And finally, it was on this date, an Australian man was laid off from his shipbuilding job just in time to become a multimillionaire. The man had stopped by a local pub to drown his sorrows and saw his numbers being drawn live on the pub's TV. He won $4.5 million.
Bam.
Do you celebrate or do you like really keep it quiet? I was like,
I know what I tell you to do.
Word got out right here. All right. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You toll free line across America. Well, that brittlebrothers.com variety sampler. We play Outburst next. Good Tuesday morning, the Big Show's back on the radio. And our video of the day. All right, barbershops opening up. Dog groomers back in business. Groomer gives dog a mullet.
It looks like if Joe Dirt was a dog.
I mean, it's funny stuff, man. Check his little dog out when you get a chance at thebigshow.com.
That's his little heart.
All right. Hi, y'all. Let's get to winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Vicky from Brewton, Alabama.
We'll have a big show time.
Vicky! Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Hey, you're our first contestant back from our spring break.
Except for me.
Most of us so excited to hear from you, Vicky. Everything going all right?
It is.
Good. All right. Well, hope you're up listening to the legs up. Let's get through the categories. Are you ready?
I am.
In 5 seconds, three things to which you add cheese. Ready, go.
Hamburger, pizza, the sandwich.
Bam. All right, Vicky, now we need, my little top, three cell phone companies. Ready, go.
AT&T, Verizon, and Cricket.
Well, that wasn't hard for you at all. All right, and four to win.
I don't think it's hard for anybody, to be honest.
It was one for me. All right, three things you see at a pub. Ready, go.
Beer, people, bar stools.
And that is.
She gets around, I can tell.
And the best peanut brittle made on earth from brittlebrothers.com is headed down to Brewton for you, Vicky.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
All right, baby. Hang on. All right, we jump out. Catch you up on your news. About 20 minutes away from the playhouse. Unlock the door. Sweep the floor. We act out. Hang on.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, we have returned from our spring vacation. And also returning today, the John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast. So, Randy, you have not had a podcast on since we've been gone?
No.
What in the world have you been doing over our vacation?
Unlocking the doors, sweeping the floors.
All right. Just poking the bear, aren't you?
Yeah.
Poke that bear.
Man, it's just 4 hours doing the best of, and then all afternoon.
Yeah, that's
laying
all
around
I do.
Not doing
sure.
Yeah.
Say, John Boyd, the guy who invented it.
Invented it, perfected it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got to tell you, when I'm here, when everybody's gone, the whole building being empty, I do kind of feel like, you know, if I don't do it, ain't nobody going to see. You know, so that is really, you know, kind of
so you're even strategy. Starting to think like
I
him
know.
Already.
I think it's the chair.
It is the chair.
Yeah. You got to think about our listeners. Sure, they enjoyed you and your work. So they've been missing the podcast, but all right, it'll drop about an hour and a half after we finish up the broadcast today.
I promise. All
right. So everybody watch it.
Getting back to normal. All right. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio for your Tuesday, June the 2nd. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Prognosis Negative. As our story opens, Jimmy Owens is on his computer waiting for a remote Zoom call with Brushywood Family Physicians. Hello? Something happened? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Are you there?
I'm here. Are you Mr. Owens?
Yeah. Are you the nurse?
No, actually, I'm Dr. Moran.
Oh, you're Dr. Where's Dr. McGillicuddy at?
Oh, he's off today, and I'm filling in. I also have the results of your COVID-19 test.
Finally. You know, they said it'd be 3 days. It's been over a week.
Oh, we're sorry. The state's been ramping up testing lately, and it's taking a little longer to get the results from the lab. But I've got your report card right here.
Whew. All right. Okay, I'm ready. What does this say?
Your test came back negative.
Uh-oh, I knew it.
No, that's good news. Negative means you do not have COVID-19.
It does? Are you sure?
Yes, sir, I'm sure. We're using the most accurate test on the market, and our lab is the best in the state.
Well, then this kind of sucks.
I'm sorry?
Doc, I feel like crap. I got aches and pains all over. I get winded just walking to the bathroom and back. I got no energy. I just can't get motivated to do nothing. Are you sure that I don't have the COVID?
Yes, sir, I'm sure. I also went over the results from your last physical, and they all look good, too.
Huh. Well, if it's not COVID, what in the world do you think is wrong with me?
Well, and please don't take this the wrong way, okay? But in my professional opinion, your problem is that you're just lazy.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Okay, well, can you give me some kind of medical term for it so I can tell my wife?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Like a note? You want me to write a note that you're lazy?
Anything you can do.
Oh,
tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old lady from Maids to Go say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
Good morning. Rolling through the Big Show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the Big Show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Big Show's on the radio. John, Boy, and Billy. Tater, Randy, Jackie, Andy behind the glass. We're back in our places with bright, shiny faces. Randy, I heard you tell somebody about you was arguing with a robot.
Oh, yeah.
These are my favorite calls.
Now, I've read stories, like in the Wall Street Journal, they basically said this was an automated computer with artificial intelligence making robocalls, scammer calls.
Okay.
And so it would talk to you, and you could actually talk back, and it would try to understand what you're saying?
Yeah, and they played a little video in that story on the Wall Street Journal, and I was like, no, that's not AI. That is a soundboard. What I use at my station to play these silly little drops. I just click this and it plays. And
hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
Thanks. Anyway, but you can play these. You play them in order, so you have a script that's already lined up with these. With these voices. Like the call started with, "Hi, my name is Francine with American Express. I'm calling you on a recorded line. Can you hear me? Okay." Where I would respond yes,
and then they would have
they
a response,
hit the next
right.
response. Uh-huh. So instead of answering, I was like, "Oh, this is one of those I can finally find out." So all I kept saying was, "Are you a robot?" And there was a long pause because there's some guy in India with a soundboard. Well, I don't have one for that. So, are you a robot? And long pause and. I blew his mind. All right, so I said, "I'm sorry. Just go ahead, and continue." And they were like, "Well, the reason we're calling for our call today is to find out if you're happy with services and to offer an extension on payment opportunities because of the virus. Would that be something you'd be interested in?" Now you're a robot. I'm a real person. No, I'm a real person. No, you're not. Then say, "I'm not a robot." And then click. Say it.
Oh, that's a good way to get out of that,
yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean, I wish I tried to videotape it, and it was one of those cases where I thought I hit record, and I didn't. So I was like, this is going to be great. Damn it!
And by the way, you know how else you get out of it? You can hang up the phone.
No, I want to have fun.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No,
I'm just for Johnny's benefit. Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to start the Tom Mabe route on this and start just messing with them.
That's a great idea, man. Yeah. You want to do that.
Yeah. What else? You know, another one, if you get one at home, I mean, because that's typically where they most come from now, just say yes to everything. Every question they ask, just say yes. How are you doing today? Yes. Just say yes to everything. They'll hang up on you. That's my goal, is to get them to hang up.
Okay.
So, yeah, try that.
All right. Good work. Well, learn how to hit that record button on your phone.
I know.
Genius.
Yeah. I think I'd know that.
Randy, say,
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. We go till we get a winner, and that means somebody's going to win a Haybo Outdoors prize pack. Fishing, hunting, or anything outdoors, Haybo has you covered for every season. Live, work, and play outdoors. That's a goal. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Haybo banner for dealer info, or enter code JBB and get 20% off when you shop online. All right, hang on. We'll play for that in minutes. First, catch up with our agent Murray. We're back from vacation here. Get it connected there.
Thank you for calling Red Hot Talent Incorporated. Your call is very important to us. Not important enough for me to actually pick up, which is why I let the machine get it. If you'd like to press 5, press 5. Nothing will happen, but it'll give you something to do while you wait. If you'd like to hear Mr. Sandman, please press 4262-6226.
I'll do that. Ah, cool. Hey, wait a minute. Sal, are you messing with us?
No. I mean, please hold. Our next available representative will be with you shortly.
Aren't you the only representative there?
Okay, you got me. It's me.
Listen, is Murray in?
He's marginally hip.
I mean, you know, can we talk to him?
Sure. No skin off my nose. Knock yourself out.
Well, can you put him on?
Okay, hold please. I'll page him. Murray! Jim Boy and Bobby on 2! Hold, please. He'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Love you. Mean it.
Yeah. Morning, Murray. Just checking in to see what's shaking.
What's shaking? Who are you, Potsy from Happy Days?
I'll take that as nothing at all.
Au contraire, my Larry the Cable Guy stunt double looking friend. Red Hot Talent is pitching several TV pilots even as we speak.
Well, I hope they're better than the last one you came up with.
Hey, the NASCAR-dashians is a vastly underrated concept, and we're not giving up on it.
Well, good luck on that.
Hey, babe, I've been talking concepts with the people from True TV for the past 2 weeks. They're very forward-thinking over there, by which I mean they'll listen to any pitch I come up with.
Well, what are you pitching?
Well, let's see what's on the agenda for our Thursday conference call. Okay, check this out. Deadliest cash cab. Ooh. They pick up the contestants at the dock in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, and you win money by answering trivia questions.
Well, that doesn't really sound deadly.
Well, the deadly part is, if you get the question wrong, they throw you in the Bering Sea with no life jacket.
I don't see that one making it.
Okay, how about Wife Swamp? For 2 weeks, you trade your wife for Liz from Swamp People.
That was not so hot either.
Okay, how about Dancing with the Guy from Lizard Lick Towing? I'm telling you, babe, that Ron Shirley, he's got more moves than a truckload of X-Lax bowl.
Not happening.
I'm not done yet. We've also got Hoarders and Tiaras. Hmm. It's a beauty pageant featuring a bunch of women who can't throw anything away. The great thing is they always have 3 or 4 tiaras in a box out on the carport.
Anything else?
Yep. Amish Mafia Chef. It's kind of like Top Chef, but they cook on an open fire instead of using an electric stove. Oh, and they kill a guy at the end.
Even True TV ain't going to go for any of those.
Oh, scoff if you will, but I am a man of vision. Television. Listen, babe, I got a conference call with Joan Collins and the guys from Duck Dynasty in 5 minutes. I got to go. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
All right, thank you. Good stuff. All right, y'all, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. According to an article in the October 1938 issue of Time magazine, a Detroit street sweeper named Joseph Figlock suffered minor injuries after one of these fell onto him from the building above. Now, the odd thing is, this was the second time he had been hit by one.
I bet it was an anvil. And then a roadrunner came by and went, beep, beep.
So, think about this. What you got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy. Next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, June the 2nd. And our video of the day, groomer gives dog a mullet. Surprised somebody hadn't thought about this for a hairstyle for dogs.
Oh, I'm sure plenty of people have thought about it, yeah.
I like it. Check it out. See what you think at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now he's back, tanned, rested, and ready. Okay, and now he's back. We're playing by ear. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Say hey to Joe out of Winchester, Virginia. Good morning, Joe.
Hey there, man. How are you?
We doing good. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Joe. Say what you got. This was according to an article in the October 1938 issue of Time magazine. A Detroit street sweeper named Joe, just like you, was Joe Figlock, got minor injuries after one of these fell onto him from the building above. And the odd thing is, this was the second time he had been hit by one of these. What'd you think, Joe?
I'm going to say a piano.
You say a piano?
What is that?
That is one of the first things I thought of.
I thought you ruled that out with the anvil, you know, get the cartoon stuff out of the way.
Right. Well, my first question was, how would you get a piano out a window?
That's how they
loaded him in. I don't know. I'm looking at a picture. Randy actually has a picture of Joe sitting on an old jalopy holding his head. So I think a piano probably wouldn't have come out
good. That reaction.
All right, Joe.
All right. Thank you much.
All right, buddy. Thanks for playing, man. Have a great day. Let's go to Andy. Yeah, Andy in Reddyville, Tennessee. You ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we know it's not a piano. What do you think fell on old Joe for the second time?
A baby.
A baby? That's it, man.
Also a very cartoony thing to happen to somebody twice.
That's something. So this was article in 38, and the year before, a baby fell from a four-story window. Mm-hmm. Fell on Joe like a head and shoulders. Both of them were all right. And then a year later, it happened again.
Frankly, Edith, I'm starting to take it personally.
That is wild. Joe in the right place at the right time, I guess. Andy, look at you, buddy. We're sending you the Haybo Outdoors prize pack over to Reddyville. All right.
Yes, sir. Can I give out a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
John Boy and Billy, thank you. Listen to y'all every morning.
Well, all right, Andy. Appreciate you. Glad you got through and won this thing. You hang on for Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Bottom of the hour, time at the top of your news. And, oh, man, we coming back in hot. Brand new tune from Mr. Yaki Soda. 20 minutes. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Back from my spring vacation. Countdown, only 18 days left until summer. Spring still in full swing. JD's.
Howdy, friends. Well, spring has done sprung up on us quicker than a quite unexpected case of an STD. And with weather getting warmer, it's time to start thinking about getting back out in the great outdoors and trying to hide from the law on your less than legal backwoods activities. That's why right here at JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pawn and Gun Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet has you in mind for the steamy hot months ahead. That's right, friends. It's the JD's. It's gonna get hot soon, and we need some junk sale-o-rama. Save time getting your yard took care of with JD's all-new 1,400 horsepower, 17-speed beer urine-powered 360-degree lawnmower. Get your grass cut up for 400 acres in less time than it takes Barack Obama to apologize for a racist pastor.
I wasn't in church during those sermons. Things he said and the way he said them, I think, are offensive.
Now, if and that don't leave more time for drinking and fishing on the weekends, then I'll vote for Hillary. Yeah, like I'd actually do that. We got Blu-rays, tow chains, brake rotors, Zantac, hog collars, G-strings, spinner baits, bedliners, bail bonds, denture glue, Marlboros, and more naked lady silver mud flaps than a truck stop in Iowa. Spend your spring and summer with JD's all-new backyard hammock accessory kit featuring a tequila drip IV and high-definition ESPN posted to the tree of your choice, fully protected from rain damage from our brand-new steel cable from your neighbor without getting caught technology. Hey, we're more innovative than an MIT math student. We got trail mix, boxer shorts, tranny fluid, Pepto, subwoofers, KY, dirty books, beer kegs, and the largest assortment of Walker Texas Ranger posters east of the Mississippi River. Limit two per customer, please.
I've got plans this weekend.
And with all the warm weather coming up and all, treat your old lady by entering the JD's Summer Getaway Contest. Register at any location for a fun-filled week in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, where you and a toothless girl of your dreams can sit back and watch the grass grow through the pavement of one of NASCAR's most famous discontinued tracks. It'll be more fun than watching a fat girl on a reality show.
All right, now.
Now that does it. We're going back to watching TNA wrestling.
So what are you waiting for? Get your butt on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pawn & Gun Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait & Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet and get a free 18-pack of iced beer just for filling out our survey on There Ain't Nobody to Vote For President this year. Come visit our new location in West Memphis, Arkansas on Interstate 40 next to Big Willie's House of Deer Jerky and Nylon Pantyhose Museum. Kids under 14 free. Do it today.
JD's, JD's, what a Southern boy needs.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. I'm sure you got both of Mr. Yaki Soda's albums. Here he is with a brand new single, Little Asian Man.
I'm a sexy dude who's only 4'7". I'll never date a 10, I date irrelevance. With every score I make, another heart I break. Odds are I'll find someone new tomorrow. Riddle, Asian man, riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name. Pretty face will help me to unwind, especially if you got a big behind. Oh, you get a rod of hugs if you got big old jugs. Odds are I find someone new tomorrow. Riddle, Asian man, riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name.
Hello.
Hi.
The name is Yaki Soda. Fujikawa Yaki Soda. Are you alone?
No.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Now, your boyfriend.
Sure.
You talk too much. Get in car. Look out. Riddle, Asian man. Riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name. Swinging at the Parade Boy Mansion one day with Baba Love in Gastonia next day. Oh, it's a sexy flea for all. Life is one big booty call. Odds are I'll be dating you tomorrow. Riddle, Asian man. Riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name. Riddle, Asian man, back by low, hang on, y'all.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Oh, well, I thought it was funny.
We'll be right back.
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Tuesday, June the 2nd. Back from my spring vacation. Stuff to look forward to. Shout out to the haberdasher, Richard the Taylor Hill. Remember, I got measured for my suit before all this shutdown started and didn't bring it to me. So hopefully in the next couple of days, I'll have my first new suit in, man, I don't know how many years.
Let's put it on.
What on?
The last suit you'll ever wear.
That's about right.
Yeah, you're not going to have to hunt aliens or anything like that, are you?
No. I'm going to look nice.
Yeah, yeah. In that box.
Oh, no. No. Oh, you didn't.
Hey, I'm good with it. Hey, I'm ready. Y'all just remember, that's just the shell when y'all looking at me because the nut's gone. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm up there, Mario, eating grapes and petting lines. That's what me and Mario used to say when
you
was
mean
kids
Joe Exotic?
Up. Don't make this strange, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're the one, Randy.
Hey, man, whose line is it anyway? Randy, I know that's one of your favorite shows. Yep. In their 16th season, we're talking to one of the stars. Old Colin's going to call us here in just a minute.
Definitely, right? He's definitely my favorite, too.
Talk to him in a minute. Then the easiest way for you to win on the current events quiz. As the Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to join the winners, the current events quiz. Take C. Get a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Brittle Brothers is 80% nuts, 20% brittle, half the sugar. Surprise Dad this year with something he will really enjoy, the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth, the perfect Father's Day gift. Go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off your order. All right, time for our very special guest this morning. Colin Mockery is in the midst of enjoying the 16th season of Whose Line Is It Anyway?, which is running until the end of June. And we got him online with us right now. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Hey, man, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Colin, of course, you know, tremendous success with the show. Man, can you believe 16 years you've been doing this thing?
Oh, it's actually been longer. We started, it started off as a British show, so I've been doing it since 1990. Half a century.
Man.
And improv is such an amazing thing to watch. It's like, how did they think of that fast? It's like a magic trick.
It's our only skill. We have nothing else going for us, so thank God this show came along.
There you go.
That's come in handy. Good thing you found an outlet for it that's lasted this long. And Colin, we see that until recently, you've been touring the country, I guess, with the whole coronavirus deal. Kind of tough to do that. But two different shows that you were doing. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Some of our listeners across America, I'm sure, have seen you guys.
Yeah, one of the shows, Brad Sherwood and I from Whose Line, we've been touring for, I guess, about 17 years now. So we do sort of what we call a live version of Whose Line without the tall guy and the black guy. much funnier. And then I'm part of another tour where I'm with a hypnotist named Asad Meki. He brings up 20 people, hypnotizes them, gets it down to the best five, and then they and I form an instant improv troupe and do an improv show.
Oh, wow. Great. Cool.
That is really wild. The hypnosis like that. Does it work on everybody, Colin? I mean, does some people he brings up, you know, he can't put them under? How does that work?
Yeah. I can't remember what the statistic is, but I think 20% of people can be hypnotized. Mm. So,
wow.
Yes, throughout the process, he gets rid of the people who aren't quite under or who are pretending.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fascinating.
And you can probably pick the fakers out pretty easily.
Yeah, they start overacting a little bit. And you go, wow.
Like okay. The tall guy.
Exactly. That is exactly right. I like you guys.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Whose Line. It's a great show. I've watched it for years, and I've noticed that it is hard to play the straight guy with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky in that I don't find the others funny. So, It makes it so much easier for me. Right. These guys are great. We've been become great friends for the show. So there's always that extra fun when I can make one of them laugh, because they're all so jaded. Mm-hmm. So if I can make them laugh, it really, I feel like I've done something.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's fun to be the viewer on that end too. It's kind of, you know, it harkens back to the, you know, Carol Burnett skits when they would make each other crack up. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do a great job on the show.
Oh, thank you. We have a good time. And, you know, we've been very fortunate the show came along and showcased our one talent, and the people still enjoy it. So, thank you all.
I've always been curious. When Drew Carey was hosting, I got the feeling that you guys were pals, everybody, that you kind of hung out even after the show, and that he was just always kind of messing with you. Is that about right?
About. He is one of the loveliest guys, incredibly generous, which is how you want your millionaires to be.
Right.
He would take us on trips. He was a fan of the show. I mean, he enjoyed watching it as much as being a part of it.
You could tell, yeah.
Yeah, none of us would have a bad word to say about Drew Carey. He is a lovely, lovely man.
Good. We're talking to Colin Mochrie, enjoying the 16th season, not counting the British one, of Whose Line, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And, Colin, I've noticed some of our listeners are right now looking for stuff to read. You had a book release. Is that still out there? I'd say you got an e-book?
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
You're implying it might be recalled.
Yeah, so. It's hard to say. Yeah, my agent approached me and said, hey, why don't you write a book? And I said, well, I don't want to, first of all. Secondly, the reason I got into improv is I'm basically lazy. So I can, you know, I just show up, make up crap, and I'm done. If writing a book, you really have to work on it. And based on that information, he got me a book deal. So,
yeah, the thing about that, man, working improv, you'd know how to write nothing.
Just
you.
Yeah.
So, or he knows how to write everything.
It was horrific. There's an improv game called First Line, Last Line, where you get the first line of the audience of the scene from the audience, you get the last line. So you know your beginning and ending.
Yeah.
So I took 12 classic stories, I got their first and last line, and then I would make up the middle. It was sort of cheating, but it worked.
Well, good. You only had to write like 2/3 of it.
Right,
there.
Right. There you go.
Exactly.
Well, Colin, thanks you for joining us this morning, man. Can't wait for you guys to get back on the road. Let us know where you're going to be, man. We'll let our listeners know. Get you back out there doing some live stuff, man. But we'll enjoy you on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we want to get out there again soon, so keep listening.
All right.
Thanks, Colin. Keep us posted. Thank you very much. All right. Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's on the CW network right now.
Okay.
What I was thinking here.
I just Google it.
All right. All right. That'd be a good idea. All right, then. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Nurse gets suspended for being too hot for the hospital.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Take C, you win. Next. Good Tuesday morning, the Big Show is on the radio in our video of the day. Yeah, y'all been needing haircuts? What about you dogs? Well, check out this groomer. Gives the dog a mullet. I think it's a perfect hairstyle for this little fella.
It is like if Joe Dirt was a dog.
I know, it does look like it does.
Yeah,
check it out for yourself at thebigshow.com. And that's also where you hear the John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast about an hour and a half after the broadcast ends. We'll get Randy back to work here.
Yay!
That podcast. All right. Now, girls.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz.
And we got Randy from Mountain City, Tennessee on the line. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Hey, all right. Save up, Randy. Win this Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. Listen to Bidley.
Well, a nurse in a hospital in the Russian city of Tula got in trouble with the boss for breaking the hospital dress code in a very big way. The unnamed nurse says she got tired of getting all hot and sweaty wearing her street clothes underneath the head-to-toe protective vinyl garment during the pandemic. They're putting all kind of PPE stuff on. So she came to work one day wearing just a sports bra and panties underneath the coverall. And by the way, the gown is basically transparent, which made quite an impression on the patients and the staff. In fact, here's a picture of her at work.
Oh, you got a picture of that hanging out here. Hello. Arrow.
There you go. Wrong country, but yeah. The nurse's superior cited her for violating uniform rules. She said she didn't know her skivvies were see-through. But judging by the picture in the local newspaper, that's pretty hard to believe. Basically, yeah. The see-through gown shows off her qualifications very clearly. Reactions to the story have been mixed. According to a report on the local TV news, the health board called it an undeniable violation of uniform standards. B, a local resident said, quote, she shouldn't be punished. She brought much-needed smiles to a very gloomy reality. Or C, one of the nurse's recent patients said...
What you got, Randy?
C.
I'm looking at the picture. I love the old guy sitting behind you checking her out.
He's taking it all in.
What is that? Is that Hanson?
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello. All right, Randy from Mountain City. You're Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. Go head your way. You hang on, Jackie. Hook you up. Okay?
Okay.
Randy, quit dominating the conversation, man. Okay. Hang on, Randy. All right, for the next 20 minutes, now it's your news. Only on the side, our time capsule for this June 2nd. And then latest tune from Horton the Boys.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It's a marginal day in the neighborhood. With people like you for a neighbor, won't you move out? Would you move out? Hello, boys and girls, Mr. Rayford here. Glad to be able to add a little bit of class to this otherwise juvenile redneck yuck fest and help straighten out the new generation of crumb crutchers. Today is Adventure Day in Mr. Rayford's neighborhood. Our special guest is little Tommy Vaughn. Well, Tommy, how are you enjoying Adventure Day so far?
It's really neat, Mr. Rayford. What a great idea, putting all those old abandoned refrigerators with clubhouse painted on them in your backyard. I haven't seen my brother Eddie in the last few minutes, though. Do you think you could help me find him?
Well, we'll talk about that later. You know, Tommy, I thought you were coming along on the road to curmudgeonhood. You know, I was on that cynical road back when you were just a drunken glaze in your father's eye. It doesn't just happen. You have to work at it. It's a 24-hour-a-day job. You can't just take an occasional stab at it. You've got to make it your life. I have. You've got to decide, are you going to be a good head or a butthead?
I know I've shown patience and compassion in the past, but I want to be a butthead.
Good, good, good. You're a fine boy. But with a little work, we can take care of that. You've got to surround yourself with people of like mind, people who think exactly like you do, people you can call a pal. Are you my pal, Tommy?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
Good boy. How about a nice big glass of Bilo Cola?
Yeah, that'd be great. I really got thirsty out there dodging all those bear traps.
Ah, yes, and remember, you can't fall in the trap of saying what you think people want to hear. Speak your mind. Damn the consequences. Be a leader. Be a curmudgeon.
A butthead. I got it. Look, can I go now? Oh, I hate being a latchkey child.
Well, if your mother would quit her job and stay home like all women should, the world wouldn't be so screwed up. Tell her I said give it up. She can't have it all. Tomorrow in Mr. Rayford's neighborhood, leaf blowers, modern convenience, or just another fiendish attempt to annoy me personally. Till then, get out of my yard. Stay indoors. And if your parents go out to eat, pretend you're sick, stay home, and quit ruining my life. Till then, this is Mr. Rayford saying, ta-ta, ta-ta. Are we off?
Yeah.
Good. That'll hold the little bastards off for a while.
John Boy and Billy. Radio done right.
Big Show's on the radio. Here we go. It's the classic from Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band.
I got some horns.
It's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. We're out here waiting on a miracle drug. So far, they ain't found squat. I got a $100 bill. You can keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. CNN and Fox must think we're dumb as rocks. The evening news got us all confused, trying to scare you right out of your socks. One channel says it's the end of the world. One channel says it's not. Gonna spend a little money to protect my brain, and it's all going to pot. It's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. We're stuck here waiting on a miracle drug. So far, they ain't found squat. I got a $100 bill. You can keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. By the way, folks, I want to say a special thank you to our guests on this here song, the Backslider Brothers Quartet from the Skinner Baptist Church and on State Road 23. Y'all are sounding mighty good. And thanks to the two Mexican fellers that delivered our takeout. They're the ones playing the horn parts. They're out on the porch. Moses Nachos, amigos. It's hard to come up with rhymes in these uncertain times. Trying to figure out what's round the corner will drive you right out of your mind. The credit card people, they want your money, every last penny you got. But they're never gonna get it, cause I already spent it, and it's all going to pot. It's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we sure gonna miss it a lot. They're testing out all kind of miracle drugs. So far, we got jack squat. I got a $100 bill. You can keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. Just so we're clear, I still love beer, but it's all going to pot.
Hang it on, man.
Good morning. The Big Show is on your radio.
I'll tell you,
I've never seen anything like it in my life. The sun's barely up. There's food everywhere flying through the air on plates and bowls and hands. People eat them with their fingers, their feet, other people's feet. It's unbelievable. And oi, what a spread you can't imagine. Ribs and chicken and biscuits and whole pigs on a great big stick. That's what it's like at the John Boy and Billy Big Show. It's a buffet from start to finish. There should be a cover charge, I'll tell you. The only thing missing, napkins. I guess that's what your shirt is for. Oi, vey, the dry cleaning bill. Oh, my head. You gonna eat that?
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Back from our spring vacation. We have 18 days left until summer. Kind of a crazy spring, all shut down and all. But things are hopping mid-spring at JD's.
Howdy, friends. I know it's been a while, but we's back and still open for business. And I know what you're thinking. Old JD's cut his advertising budget due to these hard economic times. And that's about as true as that whole Al Gore global warming stuff. And the last thing you want to do is keep your name out of the spotlight and make folks forget about you. No, sir. No. I just ain't had the money due to unexpected pancreatic medical expenses and the rising cost of semi-professional lap dances. That's right, friends. Old JD is back. And right here at JD's 24-hour drive-thru, Pontagon Auto Parts, Pharmaceutical, Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount, Cigarette Alley, we've been making more cuts than a seasoned director during a Nick Nolte movie.
They're gonna put me in jail. They're gonna put me in jail.
And what's better, we pass the minute portion of the savings on to you. And unless you've been living with a fat girl and a single wide with no TV and radio, you first know that 08 and 09's been the worst years for individual prosperity since that feller what come up with New Coke when I was a little feller. So friends, if you want savings, we can stretch a dollar further than a pair of Oprah Winfrey's panties from 1984. And now that the nights are starting to heat up here in the South, how about a $14.99 sale on all the stuff we got to stimulate your package with the efficiency of a steady diet of Vienna sausages and ramen noodles? We got moonshine, dirty bucks, oil changes, back braces, dynamite, rat shot, tube tops, Vaseline, tackle boxes, off-brand full-flavor cigarettes, and a complete selection of artificial small-mouth lures designed by Howard the Town Drunk, made out of old aluminum liquor bottle caps and guaranteed to pull in a buttload or your money back. And friends, stop by any JD's location starting May the 1st with your old lady to JD's Drive-In. That's right, friends. Choose from movie classics with high-fidelity AM sound straight to them crappy speakers in your pickup's radio, such as Beyond the Door, What That Dirty Girl Comes Out Of, Smokey and the Bandit, Uncensored, and Convoy with That Beauty Feller, What Used to Sing in the Early 80s.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all, but there's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears is wall-to-wall.
And friends, JD's is still open for business, and 94 locations in 37 states, with the exception of Massachusetts, where they're marrying all them mud bunnies and whatnot.
Yes, we gotta tolerate it.
And you know that's right. Right here at JD's 24-hour drive-thru, Pontagon Auto Parts, Pharmaceutical, Adult Gift, Bait and Tackle, Discount Cigarette Outlet. Come visit our new location in Bow Legs, Oklahoma, just off Highway 270 next to Big Al's Horse Tack and Dead Chicken Pet Cemetery. Do it today.
JD's, JD's, what a southern boy needs.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Wordy Word. The winner gets a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Brittle Brothers is 80% nuts, 20% brittle, half the sugar. Surprise Dad this year with something he'll really enjoy. The most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. Go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off your order. All right, time for our special guest this morning. Jason Hawes has been investigating claims of paranormal activity since 1990. He's regarded as the leading authority in the field of supernatural and paranormal studies. Season 2 of Ghost Nation premiered April the 22nd. New episodes of Ghost Nation air Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Travel Channel. Have a new episode tomorrow night. And we got Jason on the line right now. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, man. Something happened, man. Hello. What was that? Jason, we're great, man. Thank you for taking time with us this morning. All right. So our listeners all across, Jason, if they've never checked you out at Ghost Nation, tell us about the setup. You get calls, and you guys go and investigate.
Yeah, I've been investigating since 1990, and we get calls from all over the world. We actually have 76 bases in the United States and 14 other. So on an average year, the website alone gets about 90 million visitors. So we investigate claims of the paranormal, believing over 80% of all claims can be disproved scientifically.
Mm. Right. So that's what you do at first. Well, I've noticed that. You go in and you look for reasons to disprove that. And you say about 80% you can disprove them.
Yeah, about 80% can be anything from just electromagnetic field issues that are going on in the home to people misunderstanding things to, we've dealt with everything down to prescription medications that are being mixed, creating hallucinogens, down to chipmunks living in the walls.
Man.
Wow. You know, in the early, it seems there were a lot more ghost stories in the, in the 30s and 40s than we hear about now. But I've read accounts where they attribute it to carbon monoxide, where heat was just starting to be added to people's homes, and they basically were getting poisoned by carbon monoxide.
Loopy,
yeah,
and they thought they saw ghosts.
Huh? Yeah,
yeah. Well, and right now they can actually attribute certain things to EMFs, high electromagnetic fields, because there's a hypersensitivity to EMFs, which creates everything from hallucination, skin irritation, paranoia. Nausea, fatigue, you name it. And so we've actually solved cases by bringing in electricians and resolving the problem in the home.
Now, we're living in an age where almost everybody walks around with a phone in their pocket that has a camera that can do video on it. Does that make your job harder to do or easier to do?
Well, it's great because it allows everybody to be an investigator, but also it can be a nightmare because there's a million apps out there now to stick, ghosts in your pictures and all these other things, and let alone people can modify or play with video. So we need to actually be able to go in and look at the original video and pull it apart from there. But we have caught people trying to fake photos, trying to fake videos. But the majority of the people are truly sincere, and they're having issues. They're looking for some sort of help.
We're talking to Jason Haas from Ghost Nation. New episodes, Ghost Nation, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Travel Channel. When are you going to go near our hometown, Jason? At Blair, South Carolina. They want you guys to investigate reports of demonic activity. This is a 200-year-old plantation. And like that, do you notice, older places you go to would that make you believe,
Well, they're certainly spookier.
I know. What is it about that? Would that make any difference you going in?
Well, see, you can have a house that's, 300 years old and not have any activity. You can have a house that's 5 years old and has a world of activity. It all depends on what's happened either on the land or if something decided that it was passing through and decided to stay for whatever reason. So a lot of times older homes, you have more potential because more people have passed away there, more things have happened, there's been more traumatic experiences in the home, things of that nature. But honestly, you're more prone to have paranormal activity in a home that has a small child because children are able to see things that adults are not because their minds are wide open. Not until we start telling them that their invisible friend Bobby isn't real that they start shutting down and closing down.
Now, I know when we think of a ghost popping up, that somebody dressed in Victorian clothes or something like that, because, we think of ghosts as being somebody that died a long time ago. Would you ever see, a ghost on a skateboard, like a 17-year-old ghost or something like that?
I'm sure. I mean, these things, a lot of times, depending on the type of haunting, if it's intelligent or residual type, a residual is a tape player rewinding itself over and over again. So these things tend to, especially residual, it's the last impression that thing made in that time. Mm. So that's been playing itself over and over again. And also over the last couple decades, we've seen a new type of haunting, which I don't even know if you can really refer to it as a haunting, but it's more of a time overlap where they're still living a normal day in their life and we're living a normal day in our life. And somehow the veil's thin enough that they're able to hear us or we're able to hear and see them. So that gets into this whole time distortion thing and possible paradox and multi-universe and things of that nature. So you're really not sure if you can label that as a haunting, but it falls within that realm of the paranormal. Para just meaning above or beyond the what we're used to.
Yeah. Now, with this 80-20 split that you talked about at the top of the interview, would you describe you guys as more skeptics, or are there true believers and skeptics on the team? How would you describe that?
Well, we're believers, but we're skeptical. We go believing that we're going to be, because we do a lot of cases for law enforcement. We do cases for for the federal government. I mean, we've handled cases for numerous religious organizations where we get sent in to write up preliminary reports. So we're going in as believers but skeptics. So I guess you can kind of, in a joking manner, call us epileptics because we're going in looking for any explanation on what's really going on and how we're able to help those people, whether it's paranormal or not.
So you're open to any possible explanation if you find it satisfactory at the end?
Absolutely, as long as it helps out that person who's called us in.
Okay.
People are calling in out of fear. A lot of times they're scared of what's going on in their home. They're feeling in the place that they're supposed to feel secure. They're feeling vulnerable. They're feeling threatened.
Man, y'all interested in this? Remember to Ghost Nation Wednesday nights on Travel Channel, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can visit travelchannel.com/ghostnation, and you get show extras, behind-the-scenes exclusive videos, photo galleries, and you guys got a brand new digital series, Up Close and Paranormal, where an intimate discussion, you know, your team will share insight into your investigative tactics, advice for up and coming, stuff like that. So you can really get into this. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jason, I want to ask you a question that I bet you get asked all the time. What's the scariest you've been? What have you seen that was the scariest?
Oh, that's usually the homeowners. Because in all seriousness, you never know who's on the other side of that door. I mean, we went to a house not too long ago where a little sweet old lady invited us in, and 20 minutes later came after us with a frying pan because she thought we broke in, because her issues had nothing to do with paranormal.
We've
been investigating places and found squatters, like living in the back room of somebody's home. The altercation ended up happening at that point. We had to submit to the police. So you never really know what you're walking into. The paranormal, you know, things of that nature, they can be startling, but honestly, it's the living that you got to look out for, not the dead.
Good point.
Man,
yeah,
that's wild. That is neat. All right, y'all. Well, let's check that out. Ghost Nation, new episode tomorrow night on Travel Channel. Jason, thanks for taking time with us, buddy. Hope we get to talk to you again soon. We'll be watching.
Thank you. You guys have a great day now.
Thanks, man.
All right. Appreciate it.
Not a guy you want to find at your door.
No, that's crazy. As I, you know, I believe, you know, there are spirits. I mean, we know that. Mm-hmm. And it's in another realm that we can't see. Mm-hmm. Well, there's angels, you know, dark spirits. Every kid, you know, others like that.
But sometimes it's Mr. Furley, and he would have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for the meddling kids.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's deal with the here and now.
All right.
Yo, don't be afraid. It's Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants, team up, and play next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday. In our video today, groomer gives dog a mullet. Like Billy Nellis, look like a little dog, look like Joe Dirt.
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones he likes.
Yeah, check it out and get a chance. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. Also, something you like to hear with a classic bit request. You shoot us a line, pick something out in minutes. But right now,
well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Live a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Bill from Evansville, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, going good, Bill. Welcome. And we got Mike from Bristol, Tennessee. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, boys. Welcome, Mike. You're on team, Tater and Randy. Bill on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to you. We're going to take his nice Brittle Brothers variety sampler home. Peanut Brittle on the line. Best on earth. All right. Mike, you relax. Me and Bill will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. All right, Bill, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, man, this word again. Every time this come up. Got it yet? Okay, I'm ready.
Was that on air?
I'm sure what he was saying was.
All right, Bill. Okay, let's see what we can do. Start the clock now.
A flower blooms. It is called a... Look at the flowers in springtime. You see the pretty...
Blooms?
No, they bloom is what
it's
you
another
call
word. It's another word for it. Kind
like when a girl, tender trot is, when a girl blooms. You know,
blossom.
Yes!
Yeah.
All right, in stocks, you buy this amount. A what? A one blank of a stock. You treat this... Oh, doggone it. That's not a word about blossom.
And your portfolio. Y'all, he just leaned back in his chair and held his side. Can you believe
I think I cramped up.
He pulled something, yeah.
I'm no use of this hard work. I'm coming off vacation.
All right.
My bad, Bill.
Well, no, you did great. You got one.
Yeah. All right, Mike and Tater for their first round. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
And go.
All right, little kids are told to do this.
There
you go. Be sure to close this behind you when you leave the backyard. So the dog, huh? Yep.
Gate.
Yes. Yep. Rhymes with it. Your food is put on a paper.
Plate.
Yeah. Rhymes
plate.
With it. The person that you are with for the rest of your life, that is your...
Mate.
You
Mate.
Rhymes with it. You put your dog into one of these. It's like a...
Right.
Yep. Rhymes with it. You're not early. You are...
Late.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Wow, he's feeling pretty good about yourself.
What
do you think, boys? You just want to call this a game? Oh, man. Well, we had a hard share and blossom.
You forgot.
All right, Mike and Tony put a six on the board. All right, Bill, you and Billy, we do need some points. Here we go. Brand new word.
No.
Ready, go.
The U.S. has 50 of these.
Thanks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
Let's see. You step on a scale to check your what?
Weight.
Yep. Let's see. You might close the door really hard. It makes a noise. Don't blank the door.
Slam.
Yeah.
There you go. On Easter, you get eggs and a little bitty what? With a
basket.
Handle on it. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Three people singing together is a vocal what?
Quartet.
Not a quartet. One less.
Trio.
Yes.
Bam.
There
nice.
You go.
All right, boys. Well, you got the five to tie it up. So, Mike and Randy only needs one to win.
I got this. Maybe Blossom will come up again.
All right. Mike and Randy, one to win. Go.
So, if you have kids and you ask them to do chores and then they do the chores, you might give them some money, and that money is called their
allowance.
That's right.
Oh, again, you're being cocky.
Sauntered.
I wish you'd have missed it.
Sauntered to a victory.
I was getting nervous, I'll be honest with you.
Good job, guys.
Bill Mavisville, doggone it, didn't win, but you can play again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you.
That's Wild Bill from Evansville.
Wild
never
Bill worked,
never will.
Wild Bill, pleasure to have you, old man. You have a great day.
Have Jackie call me. Thanks.
All right.
Hey.
And Mike from Bristol, your brittlebrothers.com variety sampler, the best peanut brittle on earth. You earned it on your victory, bud. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. See, that's where you win, Randy.
Yeah, I know. High five me. Yeah, it's for me.
Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. Time for the classic bid request of the morning. Bobby Land out of Jasper, Florida. Bobby says, please play the one about the 7-day camel. Oh, Taylor, that's that Playhouse,
yeah.
He said. All right, good. Yep. Bobby, your request coming up next. Big Show's on the radio, June the 2nd, all right, in the month of June, I requested classic bit of the morning from Bobby Land, Jasper, Florida. Let's do it.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Today's episode, The 7-Day Camel. As our story opens, Kamir Kamal and his wife Shakira are rushing through the streets of downtown Baghdad.
Kamir, I still say you are being ridiculous.
Cove your tongue, woman! That is no time to lose. Saddam says the Americans will invade before the end of the week.
Yes, and this is... and is this not the same Saddam who claims he invented penicillin?
Be that as it may, I am not going to be overrun by the infidels. We are moving to Jordan. I will hear no more arguments about it. Here we are, Camel Max, home of tip-top camels at rock-bottom prices. Now, let me do the talking.
Hello! Hello! Howdy there, folks. Down here. Howdy there, folks. What can I do you for?
Oh, boy, here we go again. Every time you walk in a store nowadays, nothing but foreigners.
Howdy doody. Name's Frank Feasley. And you are?
In a big hurry. We would like to buy your finest 7-day camel.
I can't pinpoint that accent. Where are you from? Gonna be a little bit of a problem, Barry Chiefy. We're fresh out of 7-day camels there, Haji. I do got a real sweet deal on a 5-day bottle right over here.
No, this is no good. We are facing a 7-day journey across the blazing desert. A 5-day camel will not do. Are there any other camel merchants in the area?
Wouldn't do you no good. Everybody else in town sold out too.
Then we must cancel our journey, my husband.
What's that? He's got two wives.
I figured that's what we were doing.
You gonna let the old ball and chain do the talking for you, then, Chief? You know, you look like real nice folks. Tell you what I'm about to do. Not many people know this, but there's a way. Don't let the manager hear me saying this. No, there's a way to turn a 5-day camel into a 7-day camel.
What? What?
Oh, boy.
That is... There is?
I mean, yeah, there is. When you take a 5-day camel to the oasis to water him up for the trip, he normally drinks enough to hold him for 5 days. Then he stops.
Yeah?
I'm not finished. there's a little trick you can do to get... You better write this down.
I got you.
There's a little trick you can do to get him to hold 7 days worth.
Ah, yes, yes. Tell me more of this trick, please.
I'm going to, if you count Dracula or something... All you gotta do is wait till he sticks his head down to drink. And when he gets the little meter on the side there, gets up to about 5 days worth, you have the Caribbean missus over here grab his head and hold it down in the water.
Ah.
And you roll up behind him with a great big stick and whack him right in the old nuggets.
The old nuggets?
Did you guys have this talk a couple years ago? The gonads, the stones, the grapefruit, the mommy and daddy button. There's a million names for him. It's such a shock to the camel, he sucks up an extra 2 days' worth of water, and alakazam, Shaquille O'Neal, you're good to go.
Excellent. I had the perfect stick for this purpose.
Blah.
How much you want for the camel?
Let me see here. You got a trade-in?
No trade-in.
Okie doke. That'll be 10,000 dinars.
10,000? What happened to the sweet deal?
What happened to the accent?
10,000.
You gonna let the skirt here do the talking? That's why they call me the idea man. Well, man, we got taxes, tags, title fees.
Silence! I will meet your price.
Well, I like the sound of that. Let me see if our finance manager is busy.
No. I will pay cash. We are in a hurry.
I like you. Suit yourself. Hey, let me give you a couple of my business cards. We've got a little kickback deal going here.
Do not waste my time, merchant. Shakria! What?
Now all of a sudden she's a concrete
Shakira.
Mix.
Woman, bring the camel. We must prepare him for the journey.
A few minutes later, Kamir and his wife fill their camel at a nearby oasis. Is there enough reverb on this?
Yeah.
How is he doing down there?
I think he is almost full.
Very well. Remember, when he raises his head, you push it back down in the water. I will whack him in the old nuggets.
Better you than me. Oh, I think he is finished.
Okay, good. Hold his head down. Here I go.
The painful whack takes the camel completely by surprise. But instead of taking in water, he lets fly from Well, both ends.
What is wrong, genius?
Raise his head! I think he's sucking up mud!
Ah, and I know the feeling. We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I got a sweet deal on mud flush for you there.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old sales manager at Camel Max say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Give me that stick.
Hit yourself with it.
Mud flaps. Yeah.
'Good morning, Big Show's on the radio here for a few more minutes. All right. Here we are in the month of June, wedding month. I was thinking about our agent Murray and his talented nephew Sherman. Get out of here. Get us connected there.
I'm in, hello, Red Hot Town Incorporated.
Yeah, hey, is this Mr. Pesto?
No, this is.
Yeah, John Boy and Billy here.
Well, excuse me while I boogaloo.
How's life in the exciting world of show business management?
If I ever get a job there, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, just want to check in with Murray for a sec. Is he available?
You've met him. Why wouldn't he be? Hold on. I'll page him for him.
Thanks.
Hey, Murray! Jim Boy and Bobby on two! Hold, please. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Oh.
Love you. Mean it. Yeah. Hey, babe. Just got an email from my nephew Sherman, the comedy writer out in L.A.
What's he working on lately?
Well, right now he's pitching a movie script. It's a buddy comedy starring Kathy Griffin and Carrot Top. It's called, well, since nobody's ever going to buy it, who cares what it's called? Anyway. Oh, he also wrote a quick skit for you guys. It's a new set of those If Celebrities Got Married names. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like if B. Arthur married Sting, should be B. Sting.
Exactly. You want to hear this one?
Why not? Lay them on us.
Okay, here goes.
All right.
If Heidi Klum married Don Ho, she'd be Heidi Ho.
Right.
Or if Betty White married Ted Knight, she'd be Betty White Knight.
Right.
If Hello Kitty married Salvador Dali, she'd be Hello Dolly. If reality TV star Coco married Iggy Pop, she'd be Coco Pop.
Ah.
I like this one. If Ace Ventura married Lou Holtz, he'd be Ace Holtz.
Ah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
If Olivia Newton-John married Wayne Newton and then divorced him and married Elton John, she'd be Olivia Newton-John Newton-John.
Wow.
If Yoko Ono married Bono from U2, divorced him, and married Chaz Bono, she'd be Yoko Ono Bono Bono Bono.
That's a good...
If Cat Stevens married P. Diddy, divorced him, and married Snoop Dogg, then divorced him and married Howdy Doody, he'd be Cat P. Doggy Doody. And the big finish, my all-time favorite, if Ivanka Trump married Mr. Bean, divorced him, and married King Oscar of Sweden, then divorced him and married Coach Urban Meyer, and divorced him and married Anthony Weiner, she'd be Ivanka Bean Oscar Meyer Weiner.
Sherman still got it, huh?
Ta-da. Oh, and I might have a TV gig for you guys.
Mm.
Working on it. A friend of Sherman's is about to shoot a pilot for a reality show called Naked and Afraid of Clowns.
Oh, do we have to be naked?
No, you'll be playing the clowns. Hey, listen, let's talk it over when we do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine and give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Yeah, we're back. The John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast is back. It'll drop about an hour and a half from right now. Everything you need to know at thebigshow.com, wherever you get podcasts.
And scene.
We'll see you tomorrow. Love you, mean it.